Welcome to the Purdue Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick. In this installment of the Dairy Digest, Dr. Mike Schutz will be talking about Indiana dairy farm numbers.
In a recent podcast, we mentioned the tremendous increase in milk cow numbers, milk production per cow, and total milk production in Indiana. Unfortunately, this growth has come with a significant loss in dairy farms from around 1997 to 2016. During that time period, the total number of dairy farms licensed to sell milk in Indiana has declined from about 2,979 to 1,163, or a 61% decline. Drilling a bit deeper, we note that the decline was 41% for grade A farms, but 95% for those farms selling milk that can only be used for cheese or yogurt. Compared to nationally, this decline in dairy farm numbers is actually slower in Indiana. Nationally, since World War II, approximately half of the dairy farms have ceased operations every 10 years. From 1970 to 1996, there was an 88% decline of dairy farms nationally. Naturally, there are many reasons for the decline in dairy farm numbers. In Indiana, increased regulatory standards for the manufacturing grade farms that saw the steepest decline included reduced somatic cell count limits and required running hot water for equipment cleaning. Other reasons often cited include the lack of production efficiency when facilities are aging, retirements of owners with family not willing to or not able to continue the business, economies of scale favor fewer larger farms, and a growing desire for a more affluent lifestyle. A recent study by Cornell University forecasted that in the near future, national demand could be met by 4,200 2,000 cow dairy farms or 2,100 4,000 cow dairy farms. Consolidation will continue, but at least here in Indiana, the dairy industry remains strong with markets available for farms of all sizes.